Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brian Stark, and this is your invitation to pray. Today, we're going to pray for the sons and daughters of man, i.e., the human race. Please open your Bibles to Psalms chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. Let's read this together. O God, you have declared me perfect in your eyes. You have always cared for me in my distress. Now hear me as I call again. Have mercy on me. Hear my prayer. The Lord asks, sons of men, will you forever turn my glory into shame by worshiping these silly idols when every claim that's made of them is false? Mark this well. The Lord has set apart the redeemed for himself. Therefore, he will listen to me and answer when I call to him. Stand before the Lord in awe, and do not sin against him. Lie quietly upon your bed in silent meditation. Put your trust in the Lord, and offer him pleasing sacrifices. Many say that God will never help us. Prove them wrong, O Lord, by letting the light of your face shine down upon us. Yes, the gladness you have given me is far greater than their joys at harvest time, as they gaze at their bountiful crops. I will lie down in peace and sleep, for though I am alone, O Lord, you will keep me safe. Again, this has been a reading of Psalms, chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. Now let's pray silently. Dear Lord, O God, how I tremble before you. How I fall to my face and pray with such excitement. You hear my words before I can utter them, and you answer my fears with resounding love and grace. I hear your voice in my heart. I feel your presence working throughout my body, even into my very bones. I so long for the silence within each day so I may spend it with you, my Lord, my God. Oh, how I fall into your arms through meditation as I lay still at night. Oh, Lord, my God, I hear your voice calling out to me, and I hear what you say. The questions you ask that I am afraid to answer, for many of them lovingly convict me in my sin. I hear the might in your voice and feel your absolute authority over all your people. Your children. I feel you chase away the evil which would attach itself to my heart. O Lord, I am relaxed within your divine salvation. With this I testify to you, my God. I know you work your will through me, and I ask you to do the same for all your children. O Lord, my God, I beg of you to hear my prayer. Baptize your elect with the Holy Spirit. Anoint our heads with your kiss. Confirm your love with everlasting peace. And forgive the sons and daughters of man. Reassure their mind, heart, and soul that faith in you is never lost. Let them feel you as I do. Let them know your sacraments lead to a positive change. And that this is your holy invitation to come home to your everlasting grace. I ask of you, O Lord, my God, to enable your children to once again believe. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want to thank all of you who have taken this time to pray with me. Sometimes it is necessary to use our own experiences in order to testify how awesome God is before others will begin the process of believing. Faith is a process, one that never truly ends. Instead, it just grows stronger as we allow it to manifest itself within our hearts. It is not enough to just say that you believe, but rather back your words up with action. Show your sincerity by kindness and peace to everyone you meet. Love is the strongest, holiest power we have at our disposal. And that, my friends, was not by accident. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will pray with you again tomorrow. May God richly bless you and all of your family. Amen. I am Brian Stark, and this has been a presentation of ListeningFaithfullyBlog.com.